T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. How y'all doing?
Yeah.
Everybody okay?
Yeah, great. What's going on?
I know you're fine. Really, the only I think the only one that really I should check on is you, Steve.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Okay. I was not happy on Saturday. Dude, I've been pretty good at being able to temper my anger and frustration when my favorite sports team will lose a game, and it's like usually give me 10 minutes and then I'm done with it. I couldn't get over that loss all day, all night Saturday. Thankfully, we didn't have to work on Sunday. I'm glad that game was on Saturday and not Sunday, because I'd be in a foul mood today, I think.
Yeah, you're right. So he had a little bit of a sorbet day.
Yeah, I had a day to just kind of like decompress, play with my kid, remember what's more important in life. And, you know, because Saturday night, nobody mattered other than the damn Seahawks. I'm like, Tatum, leave me alone.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Exactly. Come on, kid. What's wrong with you?
Come on, kid. Go cry to your mother. Yeah. I'm crying by myself right now.
Well, I don't know about you, but for me... There was only one silver lining.
Was it the Browns just crushing the Steelers?
That was the silver
lining. That would be.
I got to admit, a 35-0 start did make me feel a little bit better. It made me want to watch football again for a half a second.
Yeah, that was the only thing.
Dude, I had to tell you guys, I knew you guys wouldn't want to be watching football, especially the Browns and the Steelers, but after the first snap, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, Rev, I hadn't seen it get to 35. I saw it get to 14, and I was running around doing stuff around the house, but I thought, wow, this is insane.
It kept getting worse.
And then when you chimed in, I thought, wow, how bad's it getting? And then I'm like, oh, my God.
And then the ending was just epic, watching Ben Roethlisberger, because, you know, he's just sitting there, like, just slouched over. He looked like me on Saturday, but he actually played the game and, you know, was a part of it and is potentially, you know, maybe not playing ever again after the season. So there's, like, that tear going down his eye that a lot of people were focusing on. People were giving him a hard time because he didn't shake anyone's hand. But I'm like, if that was his last game, if like in his head he said, you know what, no matter what happens this season, I'm done. I don't know if it's necessarily going to be, but I can understand why he doesn't want to go anywhere. He just wants to kind of sit there for a second and just reflect, probably.
Yeah, I see your point there. I mean, I don't know if I'd put Tom Brady on him.
Right, I'm not a fan of Ben Roethlisberger, don't get it twisted, but like, yeah, I don't necessarily want to like lump him into the Tom Brady, you know, baby that doesn't want to shake anyone's hands category, Joe.
Joe, which does, but see, now that's the other irritant though, is while Tom Brady's moving on. I mean, it's so frustrating to me. It's like you take a guy, you put him on a different team. How does he go further in the playoffs than us? And if you would have bet me money, I think I would have said, I think we're going to go further in the playoffs than the Buccaneers and Tom Brady. And it's, you know what? And that's just not what it is. Freaking Tom Brady. Just another reason to hate Tom Brady.
I just hate football.
Oh, no.
See, I got a reason to like football because it's a pretty cool story in Buffalo. And I, of course, was there and doing radio in that area for those 4 years. Yeah. They went to the Super Bowl and lost every single one of them. So a lot of my Buffalo friends and Rochester, New York friends were actually, you know, messaging me saying, look, man, I'm really sorry, but you know what? You loved the Buffalo Bills back in the day. What do you say? And I go, oh, no, dude, you're absolutely right. They are my team this season. I unabashedly will tell you that I always have hoped that the Bills would figure it out, which they never have. But now, you know, here they go.
I mean, they throw their own fans, not the players, but the fans throw each other into flaming tables during tailgate parties. Oh, how could you not love the team?
And the way they give, you know, and the gifts that they give Tom Brady, who doesn't love Buffalo? The Bills, right. And who doesn't love, you know, the Bills Mafia? You know what I mean? They call themselves something named after an organization that, you know, I don't know if they've really...
So is that the team you're going to back now for the rest of the playoffs?
Oh, definitely.
Ah, man. I think I'm leaning towards Cleveland.
Yeah. I can see why. If it weren't for my own, like, you know, for the years I worked in that area. But right. You're absolutely right. Cleveland's a great story, too.
Let's go Browns.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, and it's a great story. Plus, they did me a great service. They washed that horrible taste out of my mouth. It's going to be very interesting. I will say it's going to be interesting. And what a weird effing year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, granted, there was an expansion of wildcard teams, but I think it might be, I'll ask Mitch when we talk to him on 717 about this mess. I think it's the first time that four wildcard teams have moved on. But we had the extras, and that maybe, and that's probably why. But still, that's just nuts.
Suddenly, BJ now is a lifelong Bills fan.
Well, you got to move on, man.
BJ's been a day one Bills fan forever. If you've never listened to our show, you wouldn't know that.
Yeah, well, I get accused of being a Patriots fan because I grew up in Massachusetts.
You do that too. You're a lifelong Patriots fan.
Yep. Yeah, but I mean, really, I had to follow football in my career when I started working as a sports guy in radio, and the first place I worked as a sports guy was Rochester, New York, and so luckily I was there at the greatest time in Western New York when the Bills went to four straight Super Bowls, and so we had a lot, you know, it's very similar to what we had here. We had a guys like Luke Wilson on the show, you know, mm-hmm. And so we developed a great relationship, so of course I've always had a little place for Buffalo in my heart, but let's be honest. When did anybody ever talk about the Buffalo Bills? They were never good. I mean, you know, really, in my time here.
I was going to say, they had those 4 years where they were almost the greatest.
Yeah, in my time here, they have never been good. So there's been no reason to go, yeah. You know, I mean, it's just like you don't hear Steve. Well, you kind of hear him talk about the Devils in the heyday. But lately, there's really nothing to really talk about.
I don't want to talk about the Devils either now. Yeah. That was a rough weekend, BJ. You asked me a question, remember, on Friday, like, hey, how are the Devils going to do? I'm like, you know, they could be okay. They got Corey Crawford. He's a good goalie. This is going to be awesome. What does he do on Saturday?
Yeah.
Announces his retirement.
Whoops.
They just picked this guy up. I mean, look, I get it. He's got, like, stuff, concussion stuff that's gone on over the years. And I think he just realized that he just didn't have it in him anymore. But this was, like, their big pickup. Like, oh, man, Corey Crawford could be the guy for them.
Yeah.
And I knew my weekend was doomed after that.
You thought you had 1 year where you could maybe root for hockey until, of course, the Kraken get here. And then, of course, I'm smiling because I found out that the Bruins and Devils, is it the first game of the season for both teams? Alexa told me that the next Bruins game is against the Devils. So I was like, wait, are they opening up the season against Steve's Devils? That'll be great.
I'll tell you who won't be playing is that there's a starting goalie that they were planning on having for the team.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that, buddy.
Oh, yeah. You sound really hard. Broken about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I really feel badly.
Yeah, Thursday, Bruins and Devils, game one.
Woo! Steve, this could look.
So we're going to start 0-1. That's fantastic.
Owen! Yeah, I say that. You know what's going to happen. The Devils might just all of a sudden, you know,
sick
just destroy
of this losing.
You're
sick of this losing. When's the Mariners season start?
Oh, great. Because you really want to back a winner.
Yeah, I want to back the World Series contenders. Yeah.
They still got a chance.
Yeah. You know what? The funny thing is the way the way everything has been going, wouldn't that be something?
I'm not surprised at this point.
No. Here's a question for you. Why are F words being broadcast on Nickelodeon?
Because it's awesome.
Steve's going to tell you why. He's got the mix report for you at 617 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is
giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well informed on the issues of the day? Not this guy. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys, and thanks. Damn it, where did my stuff go?
Oh, dang it.
To me. Thanks. And thanks to Advanced Hair Restoration. You think I'd remember that because I need it. And thanks to Advanced Hair Restoration for giving us the Migs Report. Today, BJ, is a day where you need to clean out your desk.
It's
National Clean Off Your Desk Day. But more importantly, since it does rain here in the Northwest, oddly enough, today is the day that you would want to splash your friend. It's National Step in a Puddle and Splash Your Friend Day.
Wow, boy, we really got it covered today.
Yeah, clean out your desk and splash your friend.
Yeah, boy, that's a whole different game.
I mean, you do what you do.
Do what you do, man.
Do what you do. I obviously, all of us are probably still, if you're a fan of the Seahawks, and still maybe a little bit of a sour mood, but there was a lot of stuff going on in the world of football besides the Seahawks just choking and playing terrible on Saturday.
Yeah.
Yesterday might have been the greatest thing I've ever seen in National Football League history. All right, maybe not. Maybe the Super Bowl was better than that when the Seahawks won it, but this was still pretty awesome. Put a giant smile on my face, and I hope they do this more because I thought it was a lot of fun. They broadcast one of the playoff games. Of course, they had it on regular network television, but they also put it on Nickelodeon for the kids.
Yeah, that right. We heard they were going to do that by adding all these special effects and like goofy things.
Googly eyes. When you go into the end zone and you score a touchdown, it's in the slime zone and all these slime cannons go off. It's all, you know, done digitally, but it looked really fun. Everything was done like to make it seem more kid-friendly. Whenever there was a flag or a penalty, young Sheldon would pop up and explain what that penalty meant.
Oh.
And then have like some kind of silly Shelton snarky, you know, comment, which was super entertaining. And, you know, on some of his stuff, I was like, oh, okay, thanks for spelling that out for me. Like, it was fun for even adults.
I didn't know that was happening. I probably should have turned over there.
Oh, dude, it was great. The play-by-play was done solely to help out the young viewers. The broadcast team, actually, I would like to see this broadcast team cover some of the regular games because I thought they were great. Now, Noah Eagle doing the play-by-play. Gabrielle Nevaeh Green, she was part of it. And then Nate Burleson was fantastic.
Nate Burleson was part of it. Oh,
Nate was the best part of it.
Oh, damn.
So we have some highlights from it. I think the biggest highlight everyone's talking about is, yes, it was on Nickelodeon. And yes, thank you NFL and football, because on Nickelodeon, they had their first F-bomb being dropped. It was when a referee was explaining a couple of flags and one of the players disagreed, and you hear it plain as day, him dropping the F-bomb.
That was money.
Appreciate it.
Bounds on his own.
All right. Let's,
So there was the problem. It was running 85 is Cole Kmet.
Yeah. In fact, when Texas, I was watching that game on Nick, and it was awesome hearing that. So they had to teach kids how to play football, what certain plays were, and also teach kids what the F word meant.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's a well-rounded education.
I did like this part. At some point during the broadcast, the Gabrielle broadcaster, she decided to ask Nate some questions, very important questions, mainly like, where do you go to the bathroom when you're playing football?
I want to know what happens if the players have to use the bathroom in the middle of a play.
Nate, I know you've got a story about this. You've got to have a story about this.
That's a great, great question. Now, here's the thing. You either go inside, but then you don't want to miss anything, right? or you can go into one of these little tents. It's kind of like a porta potty, and it's sanitary, you know. But Gabby, you do what you got to do to get through the game. Sometimes you just got to hold it.
Oh, yeah, I feel that.
So we have bathroom tents out there.
Do you think they're the same tent as a concussion tent? And sometimes when we think guys are going in for concussion protocol, they really just got to go pee?
I think you might be right. And no one's dropping a deuce in the tent, right?
What if you have to?
See, I think you got to go inside for the deuce. You can't be sitting there in the tent and you go in for a concussion protocol and they go, oh, man, I was okay until I walked in.
I think it depends on the player. If it's like Freddie Swain, yeah, go into the locker room and go take care of your number two ski. But if it's like Russell Wilson, Russ is like, I got it. Russ, get in the tent, just drop it. We don't even have a toilet in there. Just go in the tent and leave it on the ground. We'll clean it up later.
Wow.
Okay. You don't think?
I don't know whose job that would be, but you know what? All right, then, if that's how good Russell is.
I have no idea who would
job
the
way he's
be.
Been
that
playing.
Would be my last day on the job if I'm the one that has to do that.
Yeah.
You're going to have to give me a lot of like game-worn jerseys to make it okay for me to handle that job.
Yeah, that's a real game-worn jersey.
But like I mentioned, Nate Burleson, easily the star of that broadcast. Here he is explaining certain things about football to the young viewers.
All right, Nate, explain what we got here.
So the red zone means you're getting close to scoring a touchdown from 20 yards in. That right there is the red zone. And if you can get in there, you have a really good chance of scoring a touchdown. And once you get close to the touchdown area, that, for us, is the slime zone.
Oh.
It's going to be green. And I believe we're going to slime some guys if they get in this.
Yeah, we did. That was pretty awesome. So it was that New Orleans beating the Bears. I mean, all the sliming pretty much was done by New Orleans Saints. They beat them 21-9. And the touchdown at the end of the game to Jimmy Graham was like with no seconds left for Chicago. Otherwise, it was 21-3 up until that point. So it was just a colossal beatdown. Like we mentioned, the Seahawks didn't do well. Buffalo beat the Colts over the weekend, 27-24. That game was a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah. Man.
Especially when, like, that one player on the Colts just screwed it up at the end with the delay. It was a delay game. He jumped off sides.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. You're not going to be very popular in the locker room.
No. Nope.
Like you mentioned, Tampa Bay, they beat the Washington football team 31-23. Baltimore beat Tennessee 20-13. And that Cleveland game was one for the ages yesterday as they started the game up 35-0 in the first quarter.
Yeah.
It was insane. And
then
eventually, Pittsburgh made a game out of it. I mean, it was just like, it was definitely an offensive battle because they ended up losing 48-37 to the Cleveland Browns who move on to the next round. And let's not forget, Pittsburgh went 11-0 to start off the season.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it sucks to be a Seahawks fan, to be a 12-4 team and things fall apart. But, man. Made me feel a little better seeing what happened.
But they lost, I guess I heard they lost 5 of their last 6 games, including last night. So it's like, man, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
Absolutely. Like I mentioned, Seahawks ended up losing their game 30-20 against the Los Angeles Rams. Now the big question, though, is like, what's going to happen in the offseason? Because, I mean, there's a lot of great players that are on the Seahawks, but they were all maybe just here for this season, or maybe they're hitting the end of their career. I mean, you got guys like Greg Olsen. Obviously, I don't think they're going to bring him back.
Right.
But, I mean, you have Bruce Irvin also. Obviously, was injured early in the year. I don't know if he's going to be coming back. He said he'll retire if he doesn't come back as a Seahawk. He was having such a good time being a part of the Seahawks organization for a second.
I feel like he and them probably could figure it out, I mean, financially. It's just guys like, I mean, we got guys that want to get paid.
Chris Carson, injury-prone Chris Carson, but, I mean, he's going to want some money. I mean, you can't forget about Jamal Adams also. You know, they made a big trade to get him, trading a couple of draft picks, first-round draft picks. You know, he's about to go into his fifth-year option. It's pretty much a given. He's not going to want to play unless things get figured out. So either you're going to have to franchise him or you're going to have to back up the truck and take care of that man.
Here's the problem, though. You know, here's a guy that's got 2 shoulder injuries, and you just know that guys don't get healthier in this league. This is the real sad thing, is that you pay him, and how is he going to give us a full season? I don't know.
Yeah, he's got to get surgery for it, and also surgery on his fingers. He broke a couple fingers during the season as well.
The fingers, the shoulders.
Shaq Griffin, I mean, what's going to happen with him as well? He's going to want a lot of money. I don't know if they're going to want to give him that.
Yeah.
And then one of the big ones that people are talking about is KJ Wright, who a lot of people thought, okay, well, this is kind of the swan song for him this season. And he had, I mean, if you were going to ask for who are the Seahawks MVPs for the season, if you had to pick like 3 MVPs, I think most people would agree that he would be one of those 3. He had an incredible season.
You talk about wanting to go out in style, man. It's hard to believe he can bring that same performance again. But listen, I mean, if we can get him reasonably, I'm willing to take a shot.
We'll see what happens with that. He did talk a little bit about this past season and how disappointed he was, and thought that this was a team similar to the teams earlier in his career that went to the Super Bowl. He thought that this team had an incredible chance at going all the way, or at least going deep into the playoffs. Here's KJ Wright yesterday during a farewell press conference that a lot of the players do before they unpack their locker rooms and head on home.
You know, out of all the years since we, you know, lost to New England, I thought that this year was our best chance in going. I truly felt like we had all the pieces, we had all the confidence in the world to go back It's 12-4. That's a really good season. I'm still in shock that we lost in the first round. I'm like, okay, we'll at least go to the NFC Championship. It's very frustrating. It's very disappointing. And we got to get better. We got to get better, and we got to find a ways to just get to those playoff moments and just make it happen. Because somebody got to be there. And, you know, I feel like it should have been us this year.
Like, damn it.
You know, I give these players credit because they're always saying we got to get better, we got to get better. But if they felt like they had all the pieces, it's time to look at the coaches. I mean, it feels like we're getting outcoached. It really, really does.
Man, especially that last game. It just felt that way. I know everyone's, like, quick to jump on, like, you know, Schottenheimer or Ken Norton. It's like, but at some point, look, man, you won't find a bigger lover of Pete Carroll than I think all of us. But at some point, like, what the hell is going on, Pete?
Or someone's got to tell me then, if it's not Pete Carroll, what does he do? Besides, you know, cheering up everybody, I mean, there's a lot of mistakes that are made that he's like, well,
clock,
you know,
management.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, well, who's in charge of that? And of all the coaches on the sideline, nobody can at least tap him on the shoulder and go, dude, let's not screw this up so we're, you know, all of a sudden we're not 4th-and-1 anymore. I mean, come on.
KJ Wright did say, like, if the Seahawks don't decide to stick with him and then bring him back, he's not opposed to going to a different team, which would be weird. You know, he's 10 years into the league. He's been with the Seahawks forever. I do like, though, when he was talking about this and how he felt that the team should bring him back, he started talking about himself in the third person, which I always appreciate.
You know, that's up to, you know, Pete and John. They know how much I mean to this team. I'm a baller. They know I'm a great teammate, a great leader. And it would be a great investment, in my opinion, if they invest in KJ and to bring him back in the building. And so, you know, you get what you pay for, and I bring a lot to the table still, and so I got to choose wisely.
If not KJ, then Ricky Henderson.
As far as weather, 46 degrees, it's going to rain today. And thank you to the Puget Law Group for giving us the mixed report, and that's what's up.
That's what's up.
Ah, damn it, this texture. I finally got to light my fireworks this Saturday, thanks to the Rams. Tell you live in Puyallup, I heard those fireworks.
Oh, really? So we have a rogue LA fan? Is that what we have?
Clearly.
Yeah. Well, look, man, if you're Green Bay right now, you're like, man, do we want to face those Rams? I mean, that's the thing. It's like that is going to be a hell of a game. I'm looking forward to seeing, because first of all, I'll get to see what the Packers do to defend against that, because Aaron Rodgers is a good quarterback, but he needs protection like any good quarterback needs. How do you stop that? How do you stop that Rams team?
He's a great quarterback. He's an MVP probably for this year, and you know what? I'm sure their coaches will figure it out.
That's the key. Yeah, I mean, you know, Steve.
That's the frustrating part.
Yeah, that's the key is that, you know, yeah, he's a great quarterback, but he ain't going to be great if he's going to get, you know, sacked a skillion times. You know, and he has no time to figure it out, which is what Russell didn't have. So I'm looking very much forward to it, because that will really show me a lot, whether it's a personnel issue or a coaching issue.
Yeah.
And we'll talk to Mitch about that, too, at 7:17, as well as more stuff. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan now. On Friday, Steve got this one right.
Who released the Humpty Dance in 1990?
Humpty Dance is your chance to do the hump. Oh, do me, baby. Do the Humpty Hump.
Digital Underground.
Yes.
That was really good.
I forgot that. I think that's what happened. I think that ruined everything for us all.
Oh.
No, that was actually the highlight of my weekend, even though it happened on Friday. Hey, you want a shot at beating Steve? You got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 6:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that, how am I going to pay all these fees and costs, because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of
of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.